All right, so I'm talking about the Food Drug Administration, true medicine, and then propaganda that tells us, as Big Brother so does, what is good for us, what is good for our protection, how the war on drugs, or the so-called war on drugs, actually takes rights away from ones to enjoy their God-given right to a herb, to the flower called cannabis, and its different strands that help heal, medically proven, scientifically, doctors have proven this, that cannabis kills the cancer cell. It treats kids who have epileptic seizures. And it even in Parkinson's, the oil has seen to go through the skin, set in, and within 30 minutes to an hour, the patient is significantly not shaking and has their faculties. And so we can't deny the healing properties of the cannabinoid element. This is a true thing. This the THC is arguably, is it absolutely necessary that we have the psychotropic effect that herb called cannabis delivers? So there's CBD and CBD extract that the psychotropic element. But I think, I know for myself that psychotropic element does healing on another plane. So mentally in your soul, you can escape in a healthy realm in your own self to make you more aware. And if you don't like smoking, it's not necessarily smoke. There's vapors. You can take the oil, you can ingest it in baked goods. But let's talk about the Food and Drug Administration. So we know the true drugs. And as I go into this next kind of, I guess, paragraph, the true drugs are what we put in our body, what affects us. Food is a drug. Food is a medicine if we eat healthy. If we don't put a certain level of toxins in our body, we're not causing our immune system to work in overtime to protect our body. So Food Drug Administration, I have ancestry lines and hereditary. I have a heritage of Native American Aborigine, American, the true Americans that were on the soil before it was so-called discovered. But I also have the Brit in my blood. I have the African. I am so proud to be an African. We are all Africans. We all hail from Africa. But I do have some that I can trace. And I need to find out my African tribe. Someone asked me that the other day and said, "Jamal, you know you're Native American, you know you're Blackfoot, you know you're Tomahawk, and you know you're Cherokee, but do you know what tribe from Africa you are from, Jamal?" I said, "Man, that's a great question. I've been told several times that I'm from Ethiopia, so that may be what the truth of the matter is, but I should seek out my ancestry from the African side. But that being said, I'm a mutt in the form of the word mutt, meaning a conglomeration of different races. And, you know, Bob Marley was very biracial. He was white and black. And it gave him a depth of universality, and it allowed his message, not to mean more, because I think he was seen as black to most, or to everyone who heard him or saw him, or to the majority, he was African. But the truth be told, he was biracial. He had a white father and a black mother. And I'm digressing a little bit to talk about race, because we are a part of a human race. We all share this planet, and we're all descendants from Ethiopia, the Horn of Africa, Africa itself. Scientists have explained that Ethiopia sightings in Africa that began civilization as the human race. So we know we are all Africans. Peter Tosh has this great song, and look it up if when you leave the podcast, or leave the podcast, and it's called African. We are all Africans. I hope I'm saying the right title, but look up Peter Tosh, African, and it will come up. But it's a beautiful song to say that no matter where you're from, you're also African. So we should have that pride. Wakanda forever. with the hype of the Black Panther movie, I figured I'd throw in that joke. But no, on the Food Drug Administration, going back, I say that I'm many races, and I digressed on my Native American ancestry, because the Native Americans knew that food was the true medicine. They had rituals, as did Africans, had certain herbs, plants they knew for specific ailments, and they used it as such. And matter of fact, the symbol, the RX, it comes from Native American traditions. Just look that up. But these natives and these aborigines across the world knew that food was our medicine. Food is our true medicine. If we eat right and the toxins, we won't need Big Brother Farm to give us our prescription. We'll have what we need because we eat right. Now, that being said, instead of the pill popping that the government wants to encourage, the herb is a wonderful solution. Because with herbs, you don't have the need to feel as if you are a zombie, that you do not have control of your body. It gives you an ease, relieves anxiety. I would say if you have high you know, examples or symptoms of anxiety for yourself, stay with the indica, because it's more body and resolving to your whole demeanor. Sativa is a heady one, so I would suggest if you have anxiety specifically, that you might want to go for the body sensational indica, the downer, instead of the high sparking sativa. But they both are medicine, and when you figure out and you go through the different strands and you see specifically what this hybrid does, Gorilla Glue, and you see that, you know, Blue Dream is a euphoric sativa that brings clarity. All these things have a specific purpose, and if we did, and you know what, it's like crystal technology. I'm digressing to another point, because I think our modern medicine has lost its way. I think it's money-making machine that doesn't really care for wellness. They want you to be sick. So in the form of depopulation, maybe it's by design. Maybe it's exactly what they would have us do. They want us to be dead eventually, or at least in large areas of our population. They want depopulation to exist to take out ones and ones, and maybe that's the plan, but we know for certain Big Brother and Big Farm is not in the business of wellness. They're in the business of sick. And you know, if you're healed, you ain't gonna make no money. There's no profit in the cure. So what they do is they have these pseudo medicines. They're like putting a Band-Aid over a shotgun wound. They don't do the proper healing. And because of it, we mask the problem that we have rather than deal with the problem at a very nucleus solution oriented practice. It's more of just a coax and a facade of health. You're taking a pill, for example, Prozac or Cialis. Prozac, you know, is an antidepressant, I believe, and it is supposed to lift your countenance so you can be normal. However, you know, it turns ones into a zombie, and they can't relate emotionally, and their sex drive is depleted, and that's just one example. You know, Cialis is meant for, you know, virility, or maybe not virility, but at least, you know, potency, just having that power to, you know, be able to have sex with a meaningful erection and your sex drive brought up to a certain level to do that. But and these all have innumerable side effects. The side effects far outweigh the actual medicine claim or that they have that is going to heal. So, as far as going back to the odoriferous plant and how it's been demonized from the years of reefer madness and how our diet has been dictated. So we're dictated not only what medicines as far as concoctions or chemical, you know, chemistry equations that make up different drugs that are over the counter and different drugs that are prescribed that are mostly poison. And we see our diet and we see our diet is pushed to be of an animal flesh eating diet, and so our stomach is a funeral. It's not a living place like it should be, with living raw natural herbs. And now I'm not saying I have 100% vegan lifestyle. I'm going toward that. I have the knowledge of, so I have to, you know, I don't want to live an unbalanced life. I want to line up, you know, to my ideals. And so, but having said that, we are dictated what we eat by the so-called Big Brother, our government. Beef is what's for dinner. It's a white pork is the other white meat. All these things are conditional things that's been in our society for years, and we accept it. So when someone suggests the thought of being vegan and just going toward plants and vegetables, we look at them crazy. We're like, nah, man, I'm not giving up my pork chop. I grew up with that, man. Man, what you talking about, man? Anything I eat, it says, you know, that scripture in the New Testament, for those and ones and ones who say Christians don't have to be vegan, and it's not taught that Christians have to be vegetarians. Well, it may not be taught, but if you get your own understanding of the scripture, I think you'll realize it leads more to vegetarianism than it does to meat eating. It definitely, it is permissible. Everything's permissible under grace now. Yeah, some things you have to accept the consequences of. A poor diet of meat eating leads to death. There's too much toxicity in meat. You will force your body into a toxic environment, an acidity-based environment, instead of an alkaline. And that's science. And sure, you can have balance. You can eat organic. You know, you don't have to have the animals suffer. But at the end of the day, it is, you'll find many facts to support that vegetation and fruits and vegetables and seeds and grains are much more beneficial to the body and can sustain life rather than give ailments. So you don't need to use cannabis as a curing for cancer. You won't need to. You can use it for its psychotropic or cerebral effects on the membrane and your soul. You can, it can give you a peace of mind and a tranquility, along with the God-given tranquility, of course. It's enhanced. It was put on earth. And sure, there's some plants that are harmful. You're not going to put poison ivy all over your body. I realize that. That's natural, too. I've heard that argument, too. But if we have very positive effects from this plant we called marijuana, which is very racist. It's a, they wanted it to sound like a Cuban girl. They wanted it to sound foreign. The they is the system that banned it. The elitist, the nylon company, because hemp was going to outdo them. All these factions wanted you to demonize a plant that God gave you and that God gave all of us to enjoy. So, as I'm hitting these points and really meditating on what I need to do to encourage ones to look deeper than what Big Brother wants for you, I encourage you to think outside the box, to do some of your own research, to see what the Food and Drug Administration really is about, to see what the war on drugs really means, and to evaluate your own health on a level that you'll take not someone's word, but you'll do your own research, that you know the facts unequivocally, and you'll do it unapologetically, because you understand that herb is good for you, and you'll do it proudly because you understand that a vegetarian diet can save you. The herb it was for the healing of the nations, Revelations 22 and 2. So hopefully we'll get to an organic, a green society, and maybe that green in us will help us conserve the green on the planet Earth. And we start taking better, because, you know, it takes a lot more grain to feed a cow and kill it than it does to sustain a human being. I want you to think about that. We are depleting our resources at very high rates to give America the meat-based diet that we are dictated by. These meat people who are forced to work these slaughterhouses have PTSD because they have to slaughter animals every day. It's so not only resources that it depletes, but also human beings that it affects every day. So that's a lot of food for thought. I spent almost 20 minutes talking about that dirty word called drugs. A lot of tangents in there, a lot of points, but the main goal of this ramble on Anchor, my podcast here, is to encourage you to critically think about the way you eat. critically think about what you know about drugs and what drugs actually are. And yeah, go natural, go green, guys.